Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners Contest. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. And on today's show, we have a gentleman by the name of Jeff who recently purchased a second home with Team Hochberg loan officer Scott Ellis. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your day to help us share the information and educate the public about what it's like doing a loan with Team Hochberg and Scott Ellis. First off, I always like starting, why did you pick up the phone to call us instead of the thousands of other lenders out there and the hundreds of other lenders on the radio? Why Team Hochberg?
Well, it actually started about 2 years ago. You guys did a refi for our house back then, and everything went extremely smoothly, and so there was really no other choice as to who to go to. Prior to that, I had actually heard you on the radio and decided to move in that direction.
Now, I get this a lot from the wives, Jeff. How can you trust a guy in the radio? No, we're not going with the guy on the radio. Did you get that pushback from your wife, or was she all good with it?
No, she was fine. She had, was aware of where things had gone, and was perfectly happy. We had actually tried another, I think through one of the online brokers, and just did not like the experience at all. And so they had actually come through and wouldn't even give us a quote because they thought our current home was appraising too low, and it was just a. They obviously had no knowledge of the Chicago area or the houses here.
I love those online ads when I'm in my car or when I'm watching on TV. You know, you click on and you know whatever tree and all these other places and Willow, .com or whatever it is, and you know you got some guy and some gal in their underpants sitting in a couch waiting for the phone to ring, not working. It could be Oregon, it could be Connecticut, it could be Key West, Florida. You don't know where the heck they are, and they don't know the Chicago market. And, you know, it helps to work with a local guy and a local team that is from the area and knows what's going on. So you wanted to buy, and I appreciate that, and thanks for giving us an opportunity to earn your business a couple of years ago. So you wanted to buy a second home up in Wisconsin, and you gave us a call. And what were the what was that entire transaction all about? A lot of people are afraid to buy second homes because they think it's like, oh my god, only two homes, I don't want to do that, oh my god, I don't want to go through the mortgage process. But what was it like buying a second home with Scott Ellis and Team Hochberg, bud?
Well, it was very smooth. We were looking for a second home as an escape to kind of get away from things here, and also my wife's parents were looking to move into the Wisconsin area. They had been down in North Carolina, and so they will actually be in the home as our caretakers, and so it made more sense just to go ahead with a purchase up there and get them moved in. It's only about 2 hours away, and so much easier to stop by in case there's an issue as opposed to a 14-hour drive.
I hear you, bud.
The process was very simple. You know, I'd worked with Scott before, and so he just, within a matter of about an hour, he had gotten a pre-approval, taken care of so that we could easily work with our real estate agent up there. That at least gave us a basis as to what we could comfortably spend to move forward. And then the house search started. That was about a 2.5-month process because there's just not a lot of real quality homes in the rural Wisconsin area.
Yeah.
We did find one, obviously, and once we went in, we discovered that the house was actually in foreclosure, and so the purchase was going to be from the bank that was holding the foreclosure note on the house.
Those are always fun, right?
Yeah. Our real estate agent actually had never experienced a purchase of a foreclosure, so we ended up relying a lot on Scott from your team to kind of help guide us through the murky waters of a foreclosure purchase.
a lot of people think they're getting a great deal and it's going to be easy and they're going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars that buying a $400,000 home for $50,000 because it's in foreclosure. And there are those opportunities out there, but you know, there you don't have a roof or any windows or any doors, and you've got rodents living in your living room, and you got to put a ton of money into it. But you know, buying a foreclosure, it could be tricky. You know, and I'm sure Scotty told me that you experienced, you know, some challenges with the bank and overcoming an inexperienced realtor, which, you know, makes things a little more exciting and a lot more stressful for the lender and the more importantly, you, the buyer, and your wife, the buyers. 'Cause there are so many different layers of the bank once it goes into foreclosure that you've got to get to sign off, and you have to get releases, and you have to get everything, all the T's crossed, the I's dotted, and then you got to go back and they got to take out a black marker and cross the T's and dot the I's yet again before they'll release the lien to you. Release the deed to you. That's the word I'm saying. So you could own the house. And once you own the house, it's fine. It's just working through the different layers at the bank and getting the bank to call you back. Getting the loan done was easy, right?
Yeah. But that's exactly the experience that we had. Was we decided to make an offer. We made an offer. It took the bank better part of a week to actually get back to us and accept the offer. But then there was rather than just them signing it and saying offer good, they actually had their own offer letter with contract that we had to go back and re-sign with their terms. Some of those terms were a little bit frightening, like there was one clause that indicated that they could walk away from the deal all the way up to the date of sale if a better offer came in.
It's insane, isn't it? I mean, you're getting but what are you going to do, right? I mean, it's welcome to lending, brother, right? Everybody thinks, oh yeah, what's it to do a mortgage? I could just go online. You know, I'm going to go to the Rocket people, right? I mean, how difficult is this? It's, you know, the Rocket loving lender. You know, you just push a button and away you go. It's not that easy, right? There's When you've got that hanging over you, yeah, up until the final closing. So Scotty just busted tail and got it done quick. Was basically,
yeah, absolutely. It basically left us about a month to get the whole thing done, and that was fine. We went through the process. All of the paperwork was super easy. You know, everything's done online now, and so there's, you know, it was very easy to get all that taken care of. But then we ended up with we had to get the house appraised, and of course had to rely on an appraisal company up in rural Wisconsin. And as Scott had told us, their sense of urgency is not the same as it is you know, elsewhere. And so the appraisal went through, and it took about 2.5 weeks for that appraisal report to actually make it to us. At which point there were some issues found with the house that needed to be corrected before the closing. Unfortunately, those issues cropped up just like 2 days before the actual closing date.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So we ended up having to push the closing about another 5 days out, and then those issues had to be corrected.
Yep.
But because of the foreclosure, the bank wasn't going to spend any money on it. So here we are spending money on a house we don't even own, trying to get items corrected so that we could move forward with the...
That the bank could sell it to somebody else until the loan closes, right?
Right.
You can't make this stuff up, Jeff. I'm telling you. I tell these crazy stories, and people are like, ah, no, that didn't happen. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, why did he do the work on a home that he hadn't owned? You know, they didn't even own. I'm like, because he was schlepping around for 2 months trying to find a house, and this came up, and he threw the dart, hit the target, and we got it done quick. And, you know, people do what they got to do, right? I mean, it's your life, and that's what you decided to do. We got the work done. Did the appraiser have to come back out to verify that the work was done, or do we get a certificate stating that it was done?
We got a certificate. I don't know. I don't think he went back out. I think he just looked at the work reports and
got it.
And updated the appraisal.
Okay.
So that was all good. So yeah, things closed up, and We went to the closing. Your office is over in Oak Brook.
Yep.
Your team was great there. We just, you know, of course, you're signing away about 500 pages of contract, but that went really fast. Your lending office and everything, they were very quick for getting everything done. But of course, we get to the very end of it, and there was about 10 documents that the bank, the selling bank, had provided that they needed signed. And so we signed them, but of course, they forgot to sign them. So we finished the closing, but it was very anticlimactic because it really wasn't finished. The money hadn't been released yet because they had to sign further.
Oh, gosh.
So it took us another day or two before we actually got the closing finished, and but we did get the keys and have been up there a number of times and are starting improvements even right now.
What do you think would have happened if you decided to go with an online lender and all these things came up at the last minute, that online lender that you don't know who it is, you don't know where they're at, you don't know where, you know, their level of professionalism, had to overcome all the challenges that were thrown at the last minute, like Scott did? What do you think would have happened with your transaction?
Well, I guarantee that all of the running around that Scott was doing for us, all the things behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of until, you know, after we had talked to him after the closing, all of those things would have fallen on us. And so it would have, I would imagine that the closing probably would have fallen through because of all of the additional legwork that was required and all the trying to weed through the maze of a foreclosure sale. We just would have lost the house. And so, yes, I mean, Scott and your team, everything went really smooth. And I know in talking with him afterwards, he was indicating that there were many conversations that he was having, you know, that we weren't aware of, trying to get things moving, working with the appraisal company, working with the selling bank, working with the real estate agents, just to get things moving along in a smoother fashion.
Yeah, you don't know this, but I had to double up Scott's psychiatry meeting from once a week to three times a week until your transaction was done because of all the stress that was added to his day. No, I'm only kidding. So listen, we like to have a good time. You hear Team Hochberg. There is an entire, you know, you hear Team Hochberg 4,000 times on the radio, but there isn't a ginormous team, a gigantic team behind my loan officers that do a lot of work that the consumer would fall on the consumer if we didn't do that work. And that's what it's all about, having support staff behind your frontline loan officers to go do the digging, as well as the loan officers doing the digging. When they have to pick up a shovel, they pick up a shovel and they start digging until the transactions close, and more importantly, the borrower or borrowers, you and your wife, are happy. So from the bottom of my heart, and from on behalf of Scott as well, I just wanted to thank you for giving us the opportunity, sharing your experience and sharing your story about buying a foreclosure. Everybody thinks that they're wonderful opportunities, and they are, but there are different layers of difficulty that you have to get through and overcome in order to own a home, and you basically experienced every single one of those on this transaction. And you know, for other people listening out there, Jeff, what would you tell them about the ads on the radio, about your experience, about picking up the phone, giving Team Hochberg a call when they're going out and buying a home?
Well, I will say that you know, that if you're looking for a one-stop shop that'll kind of take care of you and guide you through the process, you know, a team that has experience, that, you know, that's the only place that I would go at this point. I mean, working with some of the other companies, working with other lenders, you know that they're going to deal with the loan itself and nothing else, and all the other running around, it will be up to you. So, as I said, I'm super pleased with everything that Scott did for us, and really got it done in a short period of time, basically just about a month from offer to closing.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your experience, and thank you for the business, and have a great day, and thank your wife for me. Okay, buddy?
Great. Thanks a lot.
If you're out there looking to purchase a second home, a first home, a vacation home, whatever home, if you want that level of service, give us a call, 312-751-1333. Love to earn your business like we earned Jeff and his wife's business. 312-751-1333. You could go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of your mortgage needs. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and post it on Facebook, Twitter, and amongst your internet community. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.